So the book we're talking about today is The Shadows Between Us by Tricia Levenseller. This is the pilot episode of Women Writing Men, which I Googled, and I think that's a good title. I think there's like enough things that are not called that, but
Great.
it's okay. I am here with Mariah,
Yo.
and we're gonna talk. Okay, wait, actually, overall, did you like it?
It was okay.
Yeah, I felt it was meh.
I wasn't overly impressed at all.
Yeah.
Just the thing I read.
Yeah, it wasn't like poorly written or
No.
anything. It was just like
It's a book.
yeah. But I am excited because I think there's a lot to talk about
Oh,
with
definitely, for sure. I wrote thousands of notes. Maybe like 100 pictures of notes is how much I
is how much we thought about this. And then you're like, yeah, we can do this in half an hour.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go rapid speed. Should I do the plot?
Yeah, do you have like a quick plot summary or do you want to go chapter by chapter?
Ooh, I will do a super general overview
Okay,
because I do
yeah.
not have chapter by chapter. Basically, we have a character, and this is terrible. What was her name?
Alessandra.
Thank you.
Hundreds of notes.
Well, I was taking notes on the man. It didn't matter what her name was. Okay, so there is a lady. Her name is Alessandra. She decides to wed and then murder the king of the land she lives in.
Which it took like till the middle of the book for me to be like, oh, this land is called Nexosia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she moves into the castle and they spend a lot of time together. And will they fall in love or will she murder the king? That's the age-old question that we face today.
Yeah, so in chapter one, we find out that she likes murdering men.
And she also likes being with men.
Yes. So we find out that she murdered Hector, her first lover, when he hurt her feelings. Which we don't get into like the whole actual murder until
No.
later in the book,
Yeah.
but like I think it was okay as like a attention grabbing thing, like because
Yes.
we read the first
Yeah.
bit and we were
Yeah.
like, oh,
It's how we
okay.
decided to read this book, because it was like first chapter, murder, sleeping around,
Yeah.
and then planning to murder again.
Yeah. Actually, something just obscure. It's written in present tense, which
Oh, interesting.
I noticed like right away and then I forgot about it immediately, but like I wonder if that's because it's like written for a younger audience as opposed to doing past tense. But yeah, then that was just something to note about it. And I wonder if it's like a romance thing or I don't know.
We'll have to pay attention.
I know I'll have to pay
Future
attention for
episodes.
yeah. So yeah, she's in bed with this other guy, Myron, and we find out that she had previously murdered Hector. And she mentions that Myron smells like sandalwood.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't notice that she's really into smells.
She really likes commenting on what people smell like, and I feel like she uses like Bath and Body Works smells. There's no real nuance. She's like, this guy smells like sandalwood.
Also, if you were to smell someone, would you ever say, that's sandalwood?
I don't know what sandalwood smells
Don't know
like.
either.
Yeah, okay, and then she also comments there's three other men that she slept with that month.
Yeah.
And I was, did they all propose? Because Myron proposes to her. And so then the dad like kicks in and he's like, why are you such a, they use the word strumpet at one
Oh,
point.
really?
So instead of like a slut, I'm gonna use strumpet.
Strumpet. The olden fairy tale fantasy version of slut. Okay.
Yeah. So she her dad comes in and he's all like, why are you such a strumpet? And kicks Myron out. And then she's just like naked in bed and talking to
Talking to
her
her dad.
dad.
I have that quoted here. So it's the first time she mentions the Shadow King.
Yeah.
She's got her sights set on another man, and her father asks, so who might that be? I stand, pulling my sheets up with me before tucking him under my arms because she's naked. That had to be described so readers wouldn't be like, she is now standing naked in front
Fully
of her
naked in front of her
father.
dad. Yeah.
And so naked is when she declares the Shadow King is
Yeah.
her next target.
Yeah. Which, cool. Great. We learn she has a sister named Chrysantha, which I think Chrysantha's kind of a cool name.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of neat. But yeah, so then she's like, I just got this ring. I'm so smart. Now I can sell this to buy dresses to go woo the king. Because Myron proposed to her. And I was like, that seems really like a bad idea. Yeah, and she just says she wants to marry and kill the king. So that's the first chapter, and it is a lot happens.
Yeah. Kind of also kind of slows down a little bit from there.
Yeah, it does. I think just hanging out in the palace is like a lot slower.
Yeah.
But oh, she describes her dad as like short and thick. Casually was noting like how she described the men's appearance throughout the book.
Yeah.
Cuz some of them had like almost nothing, but yeah, she described like the main guy, the Shadow King, and then like her dad, and then Leandros. But okay, I can't talk about Leandros yet, but I have a lot to say about Leandros. So they go to the palace. Everything is black, but the king's favorite color is green, like his eyes.
So I have like the first ways that she describes him, because throughout the book she kind of adds more as she sees more of his body, la la, whatever.
Yeah.
But her first thing she notes about the Shadow King, he's surrounded by shadows. She says they swirl around him and that they're beautiful,
I guess.
And then once she can look past the shadows, he has black hair, which is the color of shadows. And my immediate reaction was, shadows are not black. But so he's got black hair, he has a strong eyebrows, which to me, I was like, that's just bushy eyebrows, come on.
Okay, wait, are we gonna get to like my favorite thing that she describes about him? How voluminous his hair is.
Thank you, yes. Next, he has side hair, no hair on the sides, cropped, yeah. but tall,
floof,
and that it's side swept.
Which like... I get that you can't really, like, it's hard to describe a hairstyle in a, like, good way.
Yeah.
But, like, this is not the only time she comments on how luscious his hair is.
Yes, I had to comment about that for later. Okay, so that's his hair. He also has a very strong jawline.
As men do.
Yeah. Stubble, mm-hmm. as some men do, because I have another comment about that. And then he has the most beautiful eyes she has ever seen, the green of the sea, of crashing waves and violent winds. And I was like, not
green.
I actually wrote in these comments here, what does any of that mean? They're really beautiful.
It's just her opinion.
And so she concludes that he is the most beautiful boy she has ever seen.
Yeah. And also he's dressed in all black and has to wear gloves, and he has a sword that he carries with him, a rapier. Okay, now actually, speaking of clothing, could you picture what her dresses looked like?
I literally just imagined her wearing pants with
like an open half skirt. Okay, that was what
But also really poofy, like a ball gown dress.
Yeah, but just
so like
pants.
I guess wires in it so that it would poof out.
But she was like, ooh, I look so sexy in my pants. So they must have been tight pants. They couldn't have been like like slacks. But yeah,
it was her go-to look throughout.
It is her go-to look throughout. She starts a whole trend,
and
he loves it. Everyone is like, you're so sexy in your pants dresses. But like, yeah, they talk about it, and I'm like, okay, I don't mind that there's like some fashion things, mm-hmm. but yeah, it was just really hard for me to like picture it in my head. It just seemed silly in my head.
I think that's one thing listeners will find out very quickly about you and me. We don't imagine things very well. So it's like, uh-oh, the look of her dress is important, it seems. So we're gonna have to get practicing.
Yeah. She meets Eliades, Oren, mm-hmm. briefly with her dad. Her dad dances with her. She ignores the king, and he's all like, ooh, you're ignoring me.
What's that about? No one ignores me.
Yeah. So then they dance without touching, I guess, because it's illegal to touch the king.
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally wrote, can't picture what they're doing. Because they're dancing without touching.
Well, you know, I imagine, like, you know, high school line dancing. There's some line
dancing
that you just kind of, like, walk towards each other and move your arms but not touch them and then walk back. But I imagined, I guess it would be more sexier than that and a little fat. Like, she talked about how it was faster and faster.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and then I just wrote end dance in all caps because he literally ends the whole ball after they dance. And she, there's like a note where she thinks, what just happened? And I was like, yeah, me too. Like, why did he do that?
He's the king.
Yeah.
That's and then, why.
Yeah. He just ends the ball and then he's like, come live at the palace now. Yeah, basically. That's what I want from you.
And she's like, good. All right, I'm in.
Cool. I did it. Yeah. So she moves in. She brings some poison books with her when she moves in. She goes to tea. And then they never have tea again.
Well, don't they? I think it's kind of even explained.
It is. They say
he doesn't like, do tea, he doesn't very, do tea often, very often. But, so this is a big deal.
Yeah. So everyone is dressed like her because she's made such an impression.
Yeah, and somehow overnight they all figured out how to do that.
Yeah, how to make pants dresses. They meet Vasco. And he's
the count's, one of the king's counselors.
Yeah, and he has looked into her background, and
yeah.
He kind of implies that she might be a strumpet, but...
No clear accusations.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. We meet Hestia and Rhoda, which I like them.
Yeah.
I like them a lot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they make token friends for the female lead, but yeah, these ones I liked. And then I also found, like, I was like, I like them better than her, like... we meet Leandros, mm-hmm. And so, I don't know if you noted his description.
I didn't note it. No,
that's his. Okay, he's not the main guy, no. But I like him. I feel like they did him dirty. I don't know. I feel like they didn't do a great job with him. But yeah.
Well, they definitely did him dirty.
Yeah. He's got light brown hair, beard, and a once broken nose, which at some point later she describes... Callias is the Shadow King. We don't learn his name for a little while, but he has a very straight nose. Mm-hmm. She like comments on it at one point. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I feel like you can comment on a nose if it's like weird and has been broken
but
once.
If it's a normal nose.
If it's a normal nose, I don't know if you need to comment on it. I don't know. It's not something I normally think about, mm-hmm. how straight the nose is. No. But
because most people's noses are straight.
Yeah. Yeah, I went back and like was like, oh, his hair's light brown. But I spent the whole book thinking he was blonde.
Interesting.
I think I had a sim named Leander.
So you envisioned.
Yeah, I was like, he's blonde. He is my sim. And maybe that's why I'm like overly sympathetic to him. Mm-hmm. Because I had this sim that I loved. But yeah, so Leandros used to be friends with the king. That's the other thing we learn.
We also meet, what's the dog's name? Demas.
Yeah, Kay.
Demascus?
Demodocus?
Demodocus.
I think that's how you say it, but I'm not confident. So she checks that the dog is male, which I found so odd. I was like, what? Who just is like, yep, that's a boy dog. Which I guess. You don't want to assume the dog's gender.
I feel like I'm one of the people who assumes a dog's gender until told otherwise by owner of dog.
Yeah, usually you ask the owner. You don't look at the dog. Yeah, is there anything
else? Well, and the dog is the king's dog.
Yeah,
it's not just
It's not just any dog. He is the king's dog. I don't know if the dog is necessary.
I know.
Personally, I was like,
this, like, with or without the dog, the story is the same.
It's exactly the same. The dog does nothing. I feel like it's almost to make Callias more likable, mm-hmm. is that he likes dogs. But, like, both of them are, like, killers. And I'm like, why do you need a dog? Like, I get killers can like dogs. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's just, it seems, I don't know. It's odd. Anything else to note on that?
No. I felt like that chapter was just a meet the characters.
Meet all the people. Yeah. They go to the sewing room to do sewing.
And that's where instead of tea, she sews for the rest of the book.
Yeah. We meet Galen, which I only mentioned because he's like my favorite.
Oh, Galen. Okay, that's the...
That's Rhoda's guy.
Yeah.
I like him. I just think he's cute. He's the only freaking common person that we interact with at all.
True.
Yeah, we learn that Callias kept everyone at the palace since his parents were murdered. Mm-hmm. And so we also learn his parents were murdered. And so he's like investigating everyone at the palace.
And doesn't trust anyone of them. And that's why he, like, Leandros and him aren't friends anymore. He's just pushed everyone out of his life.
Yeah. Yeah. And he used to be good friends with Leandros.
Yeah.
So they have dinner and he like walks in through a wall of books. Which I like noted. I was like, is that a sexy characteristic about a man? Phases through bookshelf. Oh, hey.
Does he say, oh, hey?
No, I just would like it if he did. I have like a lot of notes about this chapter for some reason. She like gets all like, I want to make the society more equitable for women.
Yeah.
But I was like, does she like just want that for her own like world domination reasons? Like what? They kind of imply that her motivations are like, she feels like cheated because her sister was prioritized.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like she should have, I don't know. She's like really power hungry if that's her only motivation.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, they include a pronunciation guide. We learned Callias's name.
I remember that they put that specifically. I'm like, aha.
Yeah, I was calling him Callias. But yeah, it's Callias.
Yeah.
Which, clever of them to put a pronunciation guide. It's very important. Oh, he friend zones her.
Yeah, this is when they she's like, this is going to be the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, we're going to
I'm going to court you, but...
But act like I'm going to act like I'm courting you so that my advisors won't be like... Yeah. Trying to set me up anymore.
Yeah, and is this in the chapter where he's like, and it's perfect because you're not, like, you're basically not you're not good at looking enough to tempt me.
Yeah. And then she's really upset about that.
Oh, yeah.
She's, like, so angry. Yeah, so they agree to this fake courtship thing, justifies it being like, I just want to be noticed. And so he's like, you get what you want, which is to be noticed.
And I get what I want, which is the counselor's off my back.
Yeah.
We're happy.
We're all happy.
And she's just thinking, eventually he'll fall in love with me and I'll kill him.
Yeah. That's it. She's so excited to kill him. Myron comes in to be a dick.
Yep.
And then she's like, I'm so smart. I know about this debt that you have with your dad and blah, blah, blah. So he just comes in to threaten her and then she's like, leave.
Yep.
We meet Orin again. Orin is Eliades. Which name do you prefer? I'll just pick one.
Orin.
Orin? It's way easier to say. We meet Petros.
Petros
and Reuben. Mm-hmm. I adore them.
I know. I was down with them, too.
I was like, they're wonderful.
Side characters in this book were good.
Yeah. I liked them better than the main characters. It's weird. Orin is extremely annoying, though. And is Myron.
No, that's true.
I think they're just really strong. Like, you either really like them, like Reuben and Petros, or you hate them. I didn't love that it was like, here's Leandros and his two friends, and here's her with her two friends. It's like, I don't know. It just seems like you have to have two friends. Which, am I one to talk? I have two friends. I don't like that everyone has exactly two friends. I literally wrote that. I wrote, is Reuben gay?
Who was the gay one?
It was the other one. Petros. And it's apparently just fine to be gay, but still like a little bit of sexism, which I thought was like a little weird. But yeah, it was just gayness is chill in this kingdom.
Well, at least for men.
Yeah.
There was never talk of female.
That's true.
Gayness.
Vasco is happy that they're courting and she thinks about that he can't touch anything. He's busy. There's a Robin Hood loose in the kingdom. Like someone stealing from the nobles and giving it to the poor. She eats an eclair sexily at dinner.
Oh, man.
He suspects everyone of trying to assassinate him.
Okay, yeah, so this is the thing where I'm like, you literally suspect everyone of assassinating you or your parents and trying to get you. And then you let this woman come into your castle. You don't search her things.
Just pure trust.
You have dinner with her alone. I'm like,
all the time.
Dude.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I think he thinks he's like, I'm a big, strong man. I have a sword. I could just stab her. And I'm a shadow man. I could deal with
it. It would be
one
fine
person.
Always. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because she doesn't know yet why.
Yeah, she doesn't know that.
Yeah.
So,
but the shadows are their purpose.
Yeah, but
still, I'm like, you're like, at least search her thing.
Yeah. Look for her poison books. Her dad shows up or sends her a letter or something and says, yeah, Orin likes her.
So, like, go with him instead. Yeah. The king's probably, like, out of your reach.
Yeah. We find out a constable is looking for who murdered Hector. Which I'm glad someone's looking into it. It's been, like,
3 years,
yeah, I think. And it's, yeah. Oh, this is the chapter where she thinks about digging the hole for Hector.
Like, okay, right. This is her, like, description of what she,
yeah,
did.
Yeah, which I think is hysterical. Like, she, like, gets stuck in the hole, and she has to, like, dig out with her heels of her shoe.
So dumb.
What else was there? She...
Well, doesn't she help... Don't her servants help her carry the body out?
I don't know, but she burned a whole mattress because they were like... She was like, oh, I got period blood on it. And they let her burn a whole mattress.
Maybe it was a lot of period blood. Also not period blood at all.
Terrified. There's that much period blood. Like, from killing a man.
She stabbed him.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of blood.
And she just, like, went out into the country, and so she, like, digs this hole and, like, takes her shoes off and climbs out of the hole, and she's, like, filthy and has just buried a body, and she comes back and her servants are just like, yeah, she goes out
all the time.
Yeah. I think this is also the chapter he gives her a rose necklace. There's, like, too much roses in this. It's, like, too much.
That's his mom's flower.
Great point. Never mind.
Validation for the roses.
She starts a rumor that she glove touched him.
Yeah. Well, it was very specific, yeah, that it had to be glove touching.
Yeah. That in private, he glove touches her.
And this is also, is this in this chapter, or is it the next one that he gets mad about the glove touching? No,
he gets mad about the rumor.
Yeah, and so that was my first, like, huge flaw. Very quick to anger.
Which, she doesn't know why he has the no touching rule, so no. I don't know. But it's still, like, a law, and he can't have people thinking that she broke the law just, yeah, randomly.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why? She could have just not said that, but she just got so caught up in gossiping with the ladies in the sewing room. She was like, I have to sell the romance. But, okay, so chapter 9, he apologizes. Myron shows up and is like, ha ha, my dad died.
So my debt is clear.
Well, because his brother took over the estate and doesn't care about the thing.
Yeah, so now he can openly blackmail Alessandra, yeah, which is what he plans on,
yes,
doing.
And she's like, heck, how did all my strumpeting come back and bite me so quickly?
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, how did she expect him to just be like, oh, cool, now I'll just give you this expensive engagement ring and you just keep it and sell it and I won't be mad about it later. Like, obviously he's going to be mad. So then she sits between Myron and Orin and is all, like, annoyed with
and
both of them.
And hating her situation.
Yeah.
And, like, gazing at Clias at the, yeah, throne seat, and she's like, I want to be there! Oh. Yeah.
She even, like, looks at, like, Hestia and Rhoda, and they're, like, talking to Leandros, and she's like, wow, I'd love to be anywhere but where I'm sitting. There's people rebelling in a city somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember the town.
Yeah.
And but they've just been conquered by him.
He's, yeah,
like, it's not really, like, he goes to kingdoms and destroys them.
Yeah, and he's like, I rule you now.
Yeah.
And then
they revolt, and he's like, why are they revolting?
So then she has, like, this really evil plan.
Oh my gosh, it was awful. And I was reading it, and I was like, oh man, that's a good idea. And then, okay, so the plan,
yeah,
was to, like, have someone appointed as, like, the official spokesperson for the people.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a good idea. Like,
great.
A spokesperson, they'll get their needs, but no.
Then, they then once you know who the leaders are, kill them all. And that'll snuff out the rebellion. It was so rude. But I was like, okay, they're good for each other in that they're equally bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like a theme throughout. Yep. But I feel like a lot of the characters in this are like just bad people. Like there's a lot of different types of bad people.
Yeah, definitely.
Next up, Myron goes to a play with her. Leandro's...
Which she's so unhappy about again. She's like, you're ruining me. Sure.
And he kind of... He is terrible. Yeah. Like, he's awful. But yeah. Like, I was like, you slept with him. You got yourself into this situation. Like, don't sleep with terrible people.
Yeah, exactly.
Leandro's flirts with her. Leandro's was just like... He was constantly flirting with her and just being a really nice guy throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, it never felt like underhanded or manipulative. It was just like he genuinely seemed interested in her.
Yeah, and like there was points where I was suspecting him of being sketchy, but he wasn't doing things that like made him deserve it. It was only like, why do you exist if you're not going to be a sketchy person?
Yeah, why is this character happening? Yeah.
They meet Lady Zervas, who was... She's not important.
I was going to say, doesn't she just own the place where they did the play?
I thought she was just there.
Oh, maybe she was just there.
But she...
Was she the one who invited her, though?
I don't know. She was, like... She was in love with the dad, Shadow King.
Oh, right. That's she also she was. Wears black all the time, yes, right?
Except one day she doesn't. Yeah, so then she comes back from the play. Callias is mad about Myron, because obviously...
She's spending all of her time with another man.
And then Leandros is like, oh, Callias had a brother who died. Did you know that?
What was the age difference between Callias
and the brother? I like looked for it,
and I
can't figure it out, and it drives me insane.
Yeah.
Like, they can't be that different based on later evidence.
Exactly. But it seems like they must be, because how could they?
Okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
have, like, a whole thing. Yeah, so she catches him between meetings and has an idea to catch the Robin Hood bandit.
Yeah.
So she's like, look at what a good queen person I would be.
And not only that, too, this is one of the traits I did enjoy about Callias, was that he was like, let's give it a go.
Yeah, he was, like, receptive to her ideas. He wasn't just like, oh, you're a girl. I have a note. How's the king supposed to produce an heir if no one can touch him?
I also... Oh, yeah. We don't know about what his powers are yet. Yeah.
But we have...
I have so many questions about the powers.
I wrote, is there country Naxos? As I had just learned at chapter 11, what their country really? They live in. Chapter 12, Reuben and Petros... So she concocts the weird plan with Reuben where she, like, gets money from him.
It's a complicated thing to get the money and then blackmail.
Yeah, it's to deal with Myron, basically.
But she's like, this is the thing I don't get about her, because she's, like, a sociopath. We've just established.
Yeah.
But she, like, actually makes really good friends. Like, helps. And not only, like, she's like, I gotta get out of my, like, sociopath predicament of sleeping with too many men. But also, at the same time, I'm going to help my brother out.
Yeah, she just helped. So Ruben's engaged to this lady that
sucks.
Who
he hates, and she's awful.
And so she's like, yeah, I'm going to help Reuben. And I was like, thanks, but like, why?
Yeah. She's a little bit up and down throughout the novel.
I wrote...
Like, are you okay?
I wrote that I like that Reuben and Petros have personality and purpose in this. They ended up with plot purpose, and then, they're good... For that reason.
Yeah.
And I also just liked them.
Yeah.
I liked having them there. I think Vasco threatens her. Oh, he's like, you suck at courting because you never see him because he's so busy.
Yeah, which is not her fault at all. It's 100% his fault.
Well, I think he also mentions the Myron thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, which is her fault. 100% her fault. Her dad shows up and is like, marry Orin or be disinherited. And she's like, I'm going for the king. I was like, maybe don't sleep around / murder people if it's so inconvenient. Because I think she, like, thinks about how, like, oh, this Myron thing is so inconvenient. Oh, this inquest with Hector is so inconvenient.
She's like, is it going to ruin me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Her sister is like, I hope you're not at the palace being a strumpet. Also, I told the cops you murdered Hector.
Her sister was like, we never meet her. Mm-hmm. She gets a few letters from her sister. Yeah. Or like, not even, that might be the only letter, but then the constable comes later and like says, this is what your, I'm like, your sister sucks. I'm like, man.
Like a lot.
This is your head.
Yeah. She was like, oh, my sister's just dumb. Yeah. And I was like, okay, maybe she is just dumb.
But she also, it wasn't even like, I can understand. But here's the thing again about Alessandra is, if you recognize your sister's dumb, why are you so hateful? She like hated her so bad. Like, just accept, I got a dumb one. I got a dumb sibling. She's going to do dumb stuff. And I should not do things so that she doesn't know I'm doing the dumb stuff too.
Yeah, like her, I think she thought she was being all sneaky and that her sister wouldn't know about all
her. But her sister seemed to know.
Her sister seemed to know everything. And so maybe.
So how dumb is she?
Maybe that was the issue. Maybe she was like, oh, my sister's too dumb to understand that I like sleeping with men.
And then she got really pissed when she's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
My sister knew all along.
Chrysantha's so smart. And then Leandros invites her on the date. Mm-hmm. So they go on their boxing date.
Which was a weird date.
What a wild date. Yeah. But I was like, you know what is even weirder about it is that it was kind of an appropriate thing to take Alessandra on. Like, she's a weird, bloodthirsty person. So they're like betting on the fights and she keeps winning because she's so smart.
Because she just knows.
She just knows. And then she decides to fight herself.
Like, that's not going to go well.
So she gets punched and like, Leandros is a perfect gentleman the whole time. Like, he's not, like, getting her drunk to take advantage of her. No. He literally is just like, let's go do something fun.
Yeah.
And it is a weird fun thing, and she clearly enjoys it. So he did a good job.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
So then she comes back with, like, a black eye. It's like, you dumb idiot.
And isn't he there? Isn't Clay, like, he, like, she's like, I'm going to hide this from him. I'm just going to put makeup on my black eye. He'll never know.
Yeah. Oh, she decides not to kiss Leandros.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, wants to kiss her, and she's like, no. Nah. She almost does. And then Callias, turns out, is, like, watching them, and so then she's like, ooh, good, I did a good thing. Which is, like, more like, wow, you didn't do a bad thing. Yeah.
And he's mad again.
Yeah. But then takes her on a mountain date.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they go have picnic time, which we all love and enjoy. They talk about his dead mom. They go skinny dipping.
And we find out his powers.
Yeah, oh, we learn about him. And so he can't be touched.
Because if he's touched, he's vulnerable to being murdered.
Yes.
Without touching, he is invincible.
Yes. So if he just never touches anyone ever. His, like, dad lived to, like, 700 or something.
Yeah, but he wasn't the oldest man on Earth
Is a terrifyingly long time. Okay.
And so this was my question. If you're invincible, was he aging? I'm like, are you a 700-year-old physical man?
Don't know. Don't understand. Like, does he stop aging?
But you're also, you're only, so if you're touched, like, if I was the Shadow King and I touched you, when I'm in your presence, I'm vulnerable.
Yeah.
But as soon as you leave the room, I'm good again. So is it like I would age with you in my presence, but then.
I have no idea.
It was, I didn't get that whole 700 year,
I feel like 700 was a lot. I think they could have gone with 200 and I would be just as impressed. Yeah, so they go skinny dipping in this lake. And she's like, the water was so murky we couldn't see anything. And I was like, ew. Don't swim in that lake.
Oh, this she describes his body here too.
Oh, yeah.
In that he has an expanse of muscles and it is his best look when he's shirtless.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and then they like swim all the way across
the lake.
And I'm like, this is not a lake, it is a murky pond. Like, anyway, he like turns his back when she gets naked.
Yes, they don't get to see each
other.
They're
very chaste for these weird bloodthirsty people.
I was calling it throughout the book him playing hard to get. I'm like, I'm gonna get naked, but you can't look at me.
Yeah.
And she wanted to.
Yeah.
She's like so lust.
Yeah.
Lust driven with Callias throughout most of this book.
She admits that she's not a virgin at this point.
Yeah.
And he is like
cool with it.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm not going to sleep with anyone for 800 years. So whatever. And then the bandit, the Robin Hood bandit, shows up and steals their picnic. Which was so stupid.
It was also a huge picnic.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did you, like, you needed a sandwich, people, come on. And they're really mad. He's really mad. And he's like,
so
get
upset.
Out of the pond and put your clothes on. Yeah. We gotta go.
But they had swam to the other side. So they had, like, swim back and then get dressed. And then he, like, talks to his guards. And so at first he was like, oh, she was naked. So I thought the guards were, like, not looking at her. But it turns out they were all looking
at her and couldn't pay attention to protecting the king.
Which, like, I was like, I read the whole scene and I was like, oh, they were, like, looking away and that's
but
why
they
didn't.
But it doesn't even matter because she was in a murky pond. They couldn't, like, let's just watch her head because we know that it's naked underneath.
So then he just stabs a guard.
Just to death. Not like a little wound or, like, cut off your wrist.
Like, you full dead. On dead.
You're
and,
dead.
And then he's like, oh, I'm so sorry I murdered someone in front of you. And she's like, no, it was great. Okay.
You needed
I love
to
it.
Do that. It was your job. Yeah. And he's like, and when we get back, the rest will die as well. But I need them for the protection home.
And I was like, every single one of them was looking at her. Like, I don't know. It was a weird, insane thing. Hector's dad says he wants to question her.
She kind of just like, oh, I'll ignore it.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm in the castle. You can't get here.
You can't get in. You can't get in. And then she tells Callias to be like, don't let him in.
Like, I've had problems with this guy.
Yeah. And he's like, okay.
Okay. You're again, I trust no one who lives in the castle
except
but you.
You. I trust everything about you. They come up with, like, a ranking system for men. Like, Rhoda is, like...
Do you remember what the ranking system was? Because I wrote that. Like, they give Callias a 15. Like,
all I know is it's, like, 5 for something, something, something.
Yeah, and he was top dog. I think one was looks.
Yeah. It was, like, looks and, like, manners and personality, I think.
Maybe. The only thing I know that wasn't on there was, like, status. Because they talk about that later.
Yeah.
I mean, he wins for that, too, I guess.
Yeah, he wins in all categories, and everyone's like, yep, he's a perfect 15. I was like, Rhoda, can't you just, like, I don't know, be like, he's not my thing? Because he's, like, a weird, bloodthirsty person.
Who is keeping you hostage at the castle.
Yeah, but whatever. That's fine, I guess. They go to the garden. And there's
the rose garden.
She brings a sketchbook to sketch a new dress she's doing.
Because she's inspired by the roses.
Yeah. She touches his hair very gently with a gloved hand to push it out of his face.
Because there's a lock.
Yeah, it's
dangling
very
down.
A voluminous lock. And then an assassin shows up and shoots the king. And then she
attacks the assassin.
Yeah, she stabs him in the thigh, and then Callias gets better.
Because his shadows heal him.
Yeah, and then he fights him with a sword, and he runs away, and then he takes a dagger, and he throws it. Yeah. Then he's like, someone from the palace sent that assassin. They're trying to make it seem like that one town that's rebelling, they're like, is it them?
Oh, yeah, because they're like, oh.
He's an assassin
Yeah. But they both determine no. Again, though, she isn't the assassin, but as an investigator, he hasn't been assassinated. She shows up. An assassin almost immediately arrives. Also, while she's in it, I mean, I guess she defends, but she doesn't do a very good job. Like,
yeah, she doesn't kill it. But,
no.
Yeah.
But still. Should be a touch of suspicion on her. I know her motives, so maybe that's why I'm like, dude. Look at the series of events. And he just can't.
Yeah, they get all hot because they kill someone together.
Oh my gosh, I know. I wrote that. I was like, what is that about? I mean, like, you see it in shows all the time.
Yeah.
Battles.
Yeah.
Sex.
Sex.
Battle. Sex.
Like, but, like, I don't know. I feel like you'd be like, I need a little break from human contact for a bit. I just murdered someone. But no, they're like, this is the hottest thing we've ever done together.
He almost spreads her legs.
Yeah. He's like, he had both hands on her ankles, and I'm like, why? I think she was, like, on the ground, but it just was, like, a weird thing.
It was so weird. And then the guards interrupt their little hot session.
I was like, would they have fricked if the guards didn't come? Yeah. I wrote the dog is terrible. The dog is in the garden the whole time, and it just leaves.
Yeah.
Once again, why does it exist?
And doesn't he say, oh, he's not really a protector, he's just here?
Yeah, he's just a cute fluffy dog. And then the dog sleeps with her in bed after, because she can't sleep because she's all stressed about a murder they committed.
Yeah, and Callias won't sleep with her because he's too afraid, so yep. He gives her the dog.
Yep.
She also gets to move into the queen's bedroom, which is right next to his bedroom. Which, so they're like a door apart now. Yeah,
which I need to say, I don't like the way they described the queen's bedroom. It was like overly silly. It was like, it's like a magical forest with butterflies and shit all over. And
were there
like,
roses?
Probably.
I didn't pay
probably
attention
way too many.
To the description.
You shouldn't have. It was stupid. She was like, I feel like a woodland princess. That's like a direct quote.
Sounds so stupid. Oh, okay. This is so random. Put this in how you will. Because it has to be said. Mm-hmm. He is 19 years old.
Go on.
And I read that, and I was like, he can't be the most beautiful person in the whole wide world. He's 19 years old. I know what 19-year-olds look like. They're not beautiful. They're only beautiful to 19-year-olds.
And Rhoda's like 24. She should be like, he's a wee baby and ugly and lame.
He's a little baby. Like, he's a child.
Yeah. Freaking. Yeah, he's 19. She's like 18, right?
I don't know. I just read that he said he was 19, and I was like, oh, no.
No, you're not the most attractive man anymore. She's also planning a ball. He lets her plan a ball.
Yeah, which she's super excited about.
Yeah. Oren is offended by her because he finds out somehow that she went skinny dipping with the king. And we later...
How does he know that?
But
because everyone else who was there is dead.
Yeah. Forgot about that. She should have been more, like, concerned. Just like, oh, I guess the rumor got out. But no, everyone that was there died.
Yeah. So now he's like, I'm done. You disgraced me.
Yeah. My favorite line is, like, she's, like, planning this thing with the guy, and she's like, I want to get all these potted roses in here, and then, like, this planner guy is like, why don't you just dump dirt on the floor of the ballroom?
Because he's mad at her.
Yeah, because he's mad at her.
Because she's, like, disobeyed him in the past.
Because she's, like, 18 or something, and he's like, you have dumb ideas and you're a stupid person. I was like, oh, damn, this is my favorite character.
And it's his last mention.
I'm sure he will never come up. So Callias helps her break into Oren's room. Oh, this works out, because then she finds the bandit mask. And
so, woohoo, he's Robin Hood.
He's the Robin Hood. See, and I, like, when they introduced the Robin Hood thing, I was like, okay, there's one person in the kingdom who is a nice person.
Except for it was Oren, who sucks.
Except it was, yeah. There's no nice people. So then she executes her very elaborate, clever plan.
Which was so elaborate. I, like, didn't get it until it was happening.
Yeah, and even when it was happening, I was like, that wasn't that clever.
No. They fake a letter.
They fake a letter to Ruben's fiance, and then...
She calls Oren.
And then Oren goes there, and then the fiance kisses him because she's like, you're in love with me. And then Ruben and his father walk in,
and they're like, disgrace!
And he's like, you don't have to marry her. And Ruben's like, aha.
And then Oren gets arrested for being Robin Hood. Yeah. And for now, happily ever after.
Yeah.
Oh, and we never concluded with Myron because it's like, oh, she's been blackmailing her. But then she finds out that Callias doesn't care that she's a strumpet.
Yeah.
And so she just doesn't need to worry about Myron either.
And it drove, like, the part that bothered me so much is she took, like, a lot of money from Ruben to buy the debt. Myron's debt, and I was like, pay Ruben back.
Because doesn't even matter that you
slept with
him.
Never really, like...
Did anything about that.
Yeah, and I was just like, Ruben's just fine with that? Because he was like, he took a lot of money.
Yeah, because she bought his debt.
Yeah.
Off of everyone.
It was like a huge amount, and I was like, maybe she just passed that on to Ruben and was like, okay, now you own Myron?
Yeah, but especially considering she's courting the king and doesn't need any money.
Yeah. But, or maybe she, anyway, I was concerned about Ruben getting his money back from her.
I mean, it's not his money, so maybe he didn't care. It was his dad's, right?
Yeah. Maybe he was like, oh, it's a worthwhile investment to get out of my fiance. Oh, and then they have to go to the gentleman's club.
Oh, right. Yes, because she receives a letter that mm-hmm. They need to, she needs to go to the gentleman's club to find out who is trying to assassinate the king.
Which, this is, whoever, whatever assassin's plan this is, it's stupid. I don't know why they would need to do this. It's so elaborate and there's so many better ways to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote, they are so stupid. Because they go to this place, like she's supposed
they
to wear
dress
a flower.
In disguise.
She immediately gets hired as a stripper at this place.
Well, not just a stripper.
Yeah, a proper.
She's a proper lady of the night.
Yes. And so she, like, they just excessively touch each other with gloves and such.
Yeah.
This whole evening.
Yeah.
And
which, again, she's super into. She's like, oh.
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Yeah. And he's like, I have to hold back to be an immortal king. There's a commotion of some sort.
And he was touched.
He was touched.
But not by her.
Yeah.
By a mystery person.
I was like, people could just mob him. And like 100 could touch him.
I mean, all the time. But he didn't. But the difference was that in the normal world, he has his shadows on all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
Here he had to turn his shadows off because if his shadows are on.
Yeah. They would
have known that he was the shadow king.
Okay. So they had to get him out in public so he would turn them off.
Yeah.
But like, they didn't know he would come.
No. It could have just been her.
Yeah. Anyway.
It was really dumb that he went.
Yeah.
He didn't need to go at all.
They were like, oh, this might be the assassin trying to assassinate you. So he's like, I should come.
And turn off my protection.
It was so stupid. Anyway.
Yeah, I really believe the purpose of that whole thing was just so they could touch each other.
Yep. Yeah.
And we could read about it.
Because, like, they were too smart to do it just themselves. They needed a weird excuse.
Yeah.
She goes to get poison.
Yes, because now she's kind of like, ooh, that was fun.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I want to fuck him, so I've got to get ready
to kill him. Ready to kill him because what's happening to my feelings?
Yeah.
She gets the poison, she promptly puts it in her cupboard and
forgets about it. She's really clever. She's like, this will be ready for later. I wrote, Leandro's a good guy if he doesn't turn out to be an asshole. Because I think this is when he confesses to her.
Oh, yeah, that he's like, marry me, pick me.
Yeah, he's like, I really like you.
You'll get exactly the life you want. Like,
yeah. It's a little bit like the way he phrases it is it's like, I'm just saying this to you for plot reasons so you realize what you won't get from Callias, which is you won't get to be touched which she now wants.
She's now struggling. She's like,
I wanted to kill him. Now I want to touch him. What do I do? I wrote eighth mention of the voluminosity of his hair. But I don't think there's actually eight. It just felt like a lot.
Oh.
We never talked about how he smelled.
I know. I was going to say, that just happened. So in this previous chapter in the Gentleman's Club, she's like, oh man, I can smell him so strongly because I'm right on him.
Yeah.
And so his smell is described as lavender, mint, and musk.
Oh, good. there's on like three separate occasions she mentions it's lavender mint.
Lavender mint, yes.
Like that is his signature smell. Like his Bath and Body Works collection that he uses.
And my comment for that was, does she care about people's smell? Because this is like maybe a little bit in the past.
Yeah.
And so there's less technology. And so maybe because he's the king, he gets to bathe more regularly.
Maybe.
And the rest of the people stink and he smells good.
Maybe.
And so it's really like a, oh,
wow.
He's high class. He has a smell.
I was like, the two smells that she picked are both very strong smells. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine. Maybe he brushes his teeth. Maybe that's why. Maybe it's just like, oh, he's the only man who brushes his teeth. But yeah, lavender mint.
Yeah.
That's his signature
smell.
And maybe it's like she picked those because it's easy to like
picture.
Unlike sandalwood, which I have no idea what that smells like.
Okay, so back to where we were.
Yeah. Okay, we're at...
We're getting close to the Hector confrontation, aren't we?
Yes, we are. The council wants a parade. Oh, Callias gets drunk and is upset about Leandros.
And he almost tries to touch her, and she's like, no.
Yeah, because now she's all like, oh, I gotta protect you. But like, she could have just been like, yeah, you came on to me and I just let it happen. And he would have been like, whoops. And then she would have been like, great, now I can kill you.
But she has to be queen first. That's the problem. She doesn't... She's still courting.
Yeah, actually, okay, wait. Something very important happens.
Okay.
He buys her a new table.
Oh my goodness, it was so weird. She's like, something's different about the room. Is it the table? What's different about the table?
Size this massive table.
It's wide enough so that two people can sit beside each other at the head.
And it's like, wow, women's rights. We've achieved peak equality.
And here is when he implies and suggests proposal might be coming.
Yeah. And then the constable and Hector's dad kick the door in.
And this is the chapter that I call his dumbest decision yet.
That's a good name for it. I literally wrote, like, at the beginning of chapter 24, before it, like, started to get into the confrontation, I was like, he's gonna like her more for being murderous. Like, he's gonna love this. And,
so basically she gets interrogated.
Yeah. And he is overjoyed that she killed Hector.
Yeah, hysterical laughing is what is described it as.
He's so happy.
Yep, and immediately pardons her. Mm-hmm. Eh, it's fine.
And so...
And I'm like, dude!
Yeah.
You trusted her full-heartedly.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
You've discovered she has killed for love.
Mm-hmm. For, well, she was hurt by Hector.
Hurt.
He hurt her feelings, and so she had to murder him.
Not suspicious.
Yeah.
So then trace.
Yeah. So then she's like, do a big proposal to me at the ball. And so at this stage, he's like, I want to marry you, and I'm going to make you queen, equal in everything. You are going to have literally everything you want. Except now she's like, I want to touch you.
Yeah.
She's like, I wanted those things, and those were the only things that mattered, which was like power and stuff, which... Yeah. Arguably is more important than sex, but
not to Alessandra. It is discovered at some point that she hasn't had sex in a month, which to her has been like
the end of all ends. Yeah. She's like dying, and it's like you could sleep with literally anyone else.
So would she be allowed to? Because it's also mentioned that he's very jealous whenever she spends any time with any other men, because he is like also lusting for her, but
he won't sleep with her, and he won't let her sleep with anyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. It is, like, it's not a great arrangement for her if she's like, okay, I guess I have to be celibate for 700 years, too. And then he casually mentions that you need to be 50 yards away for the thing to stop affecting.
Yes.
And then guess what? Oh, people are weird around her at her ball. She goes to her ball. She's dressed as a rose.
Yep. Because it's a flower theme. Everyone's dressed in flowers, but the men who, like, just like in our world, suck at doing a dress theme. Up.
Yeah. I really wish all the men were dressed as flowers. That's my dream. People are weird around her.
And she's like, why are they weird?
Why are they being so weird around me? Oh, maybe it's because I murdered my ex-boyfriend.
Which is exactly what it is, because then her dad shows up and he's like, yeah, you're a murderer. And obviously and you're
people
not.
People are weirded out by that.
you're not for the king.
Yeah.
But he says that she can marry Reuben.
Yeah.
He suggests Reuben.
Which I'm like, Reuben's lovely. She's like, he's not really my thing.
Because he's lower status.
Yeah. Briefly, she was like, yeah, we scattered rose petals all over the ground so it would smell like roses in here. And I was like, they're just going to get crushed and be gross on the ground. This guy, the wedding, the ball planner guy, he was right.
Oh my gosh.
You idiot. I'm going to have to clean the whole floor. It's going to be all mashed with like petals. It's going to be awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's bad at that probably because she's 18. Lady Zervas talks to her briefly.
Mm-hmm. Who's now wearing green?
She's like, it's a garden ball. I have to wear green.
It's the most garden color there is.
Mm-hmm. The king dances with her and like touches her with gloves. And
which
then
I don't think anyone else has seen them touch before.
Yeah,
have they?
Not really.
No.
And then it's just fine now though.
Yeah.
Because he proposes
immediately after.
Yeah.
And then they. And then have a toast of champagne.
I think it's wine. And then,
sure, wine.
Yeah. And then the little girl from the whorehouse. I mean, gentleman's club.
who we forgot to mention during the Gentleman's Club. Yeah. But she's here now.
She's here now.
Alessandra sees her and is like, that's the girl who touched him.
Yeah.
It's her. It's her.
It's her. And it, I was like, see, if multiple people had touched, and then she wouldn't. Anyway, so conveniently, it's a small child, so she runs
to the child. Well, he's been poisoned.
Yeah, he's poisoned and dying. And so she's like, I can't leave him because someone might touch him, and I have to go get the girl away. And so then Leandros and Petros and Ruben, who are good bros,
yeah, come to defend the
to,
king.
To like stand around him and make sure no one touches him. And then she runs, scoops up the
girl, and runs as fast as she can until she thinks it's 50 yards away.
Yeah, she makes it.
Yeah.
But just, I was like, what if it wasn't a little girl? What if it was an adult man?
But does it count? Like, what if they had just killed him or her? Is that, does that end the...
I don't know.
Because that would be the solution to that.
That would be a great solution. I also was like, I think it'd be faster if he just grabbed her arm and, like, ran with her. I feel like, it, like, picking up a girl is, like...
Because,
like,
easy to
she's
run.
Probably, like, 12 or something. Yeah. Like, she's not, like, a toddler.
Because she was a serving girl. Didn't she have, like, a platter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, minimum 12. Like, probably, like, 15. But she's strong. Alessandra. She can lift.
I mean, we know she's strong. She had drugged Hector's body out to the woods. She was 15.
She was 15 when she murdered Hector?
Well, she's 18 now.
Oh, my God.
And it was 3 years ago that Hector died.
Oh, my God. Alessandra. What are you doing? What 15-year-old girl is like, I'm going to murder a man? Vasco's arrested. Zervas is arrested. Leandros monitors the little girl for a little bit. Just being an overall bro. She had like a hoop skirt dress that was all like dirty or something. And they went and kissed. But she never said that she took off her massive hoop skirt. So like it was all like wet and dirty. And they were just kissing in bed. And I was like, take off your clothes.
Because it is in this moment, after another scratch with death.
Yeah, now they're just making out.
Yeah.
He's been poisoned recently.
And he's like, I'm cool with dying now.
Yeah.
You're the one.
You're the one. And they kiss for hours, allegedly, which I was like, oh my God. No, go to sleep. And then I was like, I trusted Zervas. I was like upset that they arrested her. Mm-hmm. But it was a ruse.
I don't even know why. That was never explained either. So they go to interrogate the two of them. Mm-hmm. He's clearly guilty. And she's like, I'm not guilty. She's singing happily. And she's like, you're going to figure out I'm innocent and I'll be free.
Yeah. She's just like, she's on top of the world. I like her.
Yeah.
Another great side character.
But again, she is innocent, which is discovered. But why was, like, the little girl said it was her, but why did...
Why?
They put that in the little girl's head.
It was so strange.
Yeah. Like, and it's never explained why that was done. It's just like,
yeah,
they told her to say it was that lady, and so that lady went to jail, but it wasn't that lady.
Yeah, like they didn't even have a good plan for pinning it on her. They were just like, oh no, it's her. Yeah, so they arrested Vasco, who was correctly arrested.
Yes.
And he was like, you were never supposed to be king. Your father deserved what happened.
Yes.
That's a direct quote. So then they're like, oh, we got the bad guys. We're good.
We're done. We're good. Mm-hmm. And now he's like openly like walking around with her and he's moving her stuff into his room.
Yeah.
Which is a bad thing. My first thought was, lady, you have poison in your cupboard.
So shockingly, he finds the poison
in her cupboard.
Okay, wait, before this, very important. He gives Galen a title. So that he can marry Rhoda, which is like, I'm more invested in that love story. So they also bang before he finds the poison.
Oh, right.
it's like glossed over. They're just like, oh yeah, we went to, he like touches her at lunch and she's like, I feel sick. And
I actually wrote that. He touches her thigh and it makes her drop her apple. I nearly dropped my spoon because he is rubbing my thigh.
Gasp.
From under the table.
Yeah.
Very inappropriate.
Very inappropriate.
So she gets up from tea or lunch or whatever.
Yeah, goes and they bang. And then as moving the stuff, he finds the poison.
Yes.
Which she is.
And now.
And now he's like, what?
What?
She
was a murderer all along.
How could this happen? She was bloodthirsty and wanted to kill me? Like,
where did this come from?
He's so dumb.
So dumb. So he kicks her out of the castle.
And then
you're through.
I was annoyed too, because I was like, he has been so understanding with her.
And then he gives her no opportunity
to explain herself.
Nope.
And it's so odd because, like, or no, she's like, he's my best friend or something. And I was like, if you guys are such good friends, he should give you like 5 minutes to just be like, yeah, listen, I wanted to kill you. I was being bloodthirsty, which we've established you're okay with me being.
Yeah.
And now you're going to give me literally everything I want without me having to kill you.
Because also I clearly am in love with you.
I clearly like you. So, like, a short conversation.
But no, he won't even call her Alessandra anymore. No. It's Lady Stathos for you.
Yeah. Oh, she kisses Leandros.
Which, very important plot point there is that his hair is leaves her with black marks.
Yeah. Which, cool.
And I think she talks about how his hair smells, too.
Yeah, well, she, like, mentions how he smells. She's like, oh, he smells like a weird familiar smell.
Maybe like lavender and mint. But more subtle because of this hair smell.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's heading away in her carriage. Mm-hmm. That's this. What's happening now.
Yeah.
Upset about her lot, her spot in life. What's she going to do now? When all of a sudden it hits her.
She sees the gunk on her fingers and jumps to the conclusion.
Leandros is her...
is Callias' dead brother.
Who's come back for revenge.
Which, oh my god. What? How did no one notice?
Which is why I asked, what was the age gap? Because he was friends with his dead brother for years.
I don't understand. It's literally like...
And the only difference was that he changed the color of his hair.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
And he had it... Like, I was like, okay, maybe he got beaten really...
really bad. I mean, he had a broken nose.
Yeah. So, okay. So the dad beat up the crown prince, his oldest son.
Because he wasn't... Shadowy. He didn't have the shadow powers, which was a shame because he won't be king for 700 years. He'll only be king for a normal lifespan.
Yeah, which the... I don't know. The dad could just keep living. I don't know. No, he was married and he was gonna die. But.
Oh, right. No, we kept. Would he? What if he had just
put the queen somewhere else? Yeah. I don't know.
Like, just until. Like, he would have lived longer than his son. Whatever.
Anyway. So, Leandros is really Xanthos, and he was the one who murdered the parents.
And he chose. Like, so he's mad at his dad for beating him up.
Yeah, so he murdered the parents. And he was like, it was hard to kill mom, but she was starting to suspect who I was. Which, like, good on her if someone was. Because he got all beat up. Vasco took him in and then brought him to the palace.
Court. Yeah.
And his parents didn't know who he was.
And he was like, I didn't know. Like, he's like, mom's suspecting me. And I didn't know if she was in on the plot to beat me up and leave me for dead,
too. I guess maybe he was, like, harboring resentment. But, like... We both have brothers. I would recognize my brother.
If his hair was...
a different color.
And his nose was no longer straight.
Yes. I would know who he was.
I would recognize my brother. So, it's not a big enough difference at all.
And he was friends with Callias.
So, like, they spent all their time together.
It was,
like, he must have gotten caught in lies because for half of his life it was with you.
Nope, all they talked about was, like, frogs. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
It was so... I don't understand. And then, so here's my biggest problem. Leandros is a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, his whole god... Like, he murders the king and queen. That's rude.
Yeah.
But, like, every other instance in this book, he's not being a bad person.
Yeah. He's made good... Like, he's been, what you think is good choices.
Yeah, he's, like, nice. And, like, he was buds with Callias. Like... And then he's like, oh, I'm this, like, ruthless... And it's like, Callias is a worse person than you.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. And he, like, even helps her with, like, things that they could talk about.
Yeah.
Like,
he's just a good guy. I really think it was...
Yeah. I don't know. Was she trying to say, like, hey, I'm going to throw this out, teach you the lesson? People can be seemingly perfect on the outside.
But they're really...
murderers on the inside.
Because everyone was.
And so she also realizes that he was also, because he wasn't on the plot, he's probably touched Callias, which means she needs to hurry back to the castle. Mm-hmm.
So she runs back, they have a confrontation, and then Callias is like, oh, that was my brother. Because he's dumb.
They fight. And the brothers.
Yeah, the brothers fight, and then she comes and deals the final blow and kills
the brother,
Leandros. Santos. In my heart, he's Leandros, because he he has not been a bad person through most of this. No. Callias is like, ooh, you killed someone. I love when you do
it
that.
It must mean you love me yes. again. So, but regardless, even though he's now changing his mind, she still thinks she's out.
Yeah,
so she goes
she leaves.
To live. I can't remember whose house she lives at.
Hestia, I think.
Yeah.
And then he comes and he's like, I love you.
And be mine.
And then they're very in love. Live happily ever after.
The end.
She murdered his brother and he loves her for it. Oh, okay. Do we want to talk about the worst line?
Sure.
Okay. Because I hated that he read her a letter.
Oh, that was in the end, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wrote her a letter that was like, I love you so much. And he read it aloud to her, and it was just really weird. And there was, like, weird cliche phrases in it that I didn't like.
But she was mad. He was mad enough to read it out loud, which was more important than sending a letter and having you read it to yourself.
Just say it without the...
Letter.
Letter. What was yours?
Oh. Well, I think mine was already his hysterical laughter after discovering her murder. It was nothing. It was said out loud. I was just like, this is stupid. Who laughs at murder? Who? And if...
Someone you're... Like, my fiancé murders the people that she dates.
And I mean, both of them, I concluded, they should not be together. Mm. They need therapy.
Well,
they need therapy.
Okay, I think they're perfect for each other. And I think they'll live a long, happy life until they murder each other.
It could be.
Yeah, Rhoda ends up with Galen, which is nice. They dance together at the ball. Mm-hmm. Sorry, these are the plot lines I care about. Hestia ends up dating this guy, Paulos, who likes gambling, and they like playing cards.
Cards together.
And that's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And also, her story, too, is also, like, again, so confusing with Alessandra, because Alessandra's big thing with Hestia is, like, be your own person. Mm-hmm. And she teaches her how to, like, embrace herself, yeah. love herself, and be who she is. And that's how she ends up finding Paulos, which is a really good, like, message to deliver yeah. to readers.
But
it was just such a side thing.
It just comes from a murderess.
And it comes from a murderess. And even Galen was a good story of, like,
yeah.
it doesn't matter title, it matters about love. Like,
yeah, like, he loves you, so you should be with him. And you love him, and so
you should be
do
with
that.
Him.
Yeah, like, don't...
And not worry about society and pressure yeah. and...
Because Rhoda was a widow, so she had, like, infinite money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, if I was 24 and I was a widow and had infinite money, I would date the cute servant that I had. Like, yes. That was...
The Shadows Between Us.
Mm-hmm, by Trisha Levenseller. I think it was good. It was good because I have definitely enjoyed laughing at it.
Mm-hmm. It was easy to laugh at.
I'll have to, like, record myself saying what book we're going to read next, because we'll put that at the end. But... Yeah, I don't know what we do for a sign-off.
Yeah, I feel like it's got whatever it is, it should be the same thing we do for the rest of time.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you know what I think should be the last thing we do? Is, like, rank them, you know, compared to other ones we've read, right? Like, we'll be like, if we read a new one, be like, this guy's the new number one, or...
Ah, okay.
Or he's not the new number one.
So should we give him a rating out of 15?
Yeah.
Our own rating?
Okay, well, no, he's, like, technically he's, like, the top guy right now.
All right.
Until someone unseats him, which shouldn't be too difficult.
I really believe someone will unseat him.
Yeah. Yeah. He does not deserve to be number one. Like, Leandros deserves it. Can we make Leandros, like, number one? And he killed his parents.
He killed his parents. Tried to kill his brother.
Yeah. Check in next week.
We should.
If someone can possibly beat Goliath or Leandros.